Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, April 7th, 2017. I'm Adam Paulus. Programming note for you, next week Entertainment Earth will be taking off for Good Friday and Passover, so there will most likely not be a new episode next week. Your iTunes feed is not broken for your 7th or 8th favorite toy podcast. Don't worry, we'll be here soon, but next week we will not be here. Last week at the box office, your number one movie was The Boss Baby, with $50.1 million. It was followed by Beauty and the Beast, number two, with $45.4 million. Ghost in the Shell debuted at number three with $18.6 million. There will be no sequel. Power Rangers was number four with $14.2 million. Its second week, I assume there will be no sequel. And Kong Skull Island held on to the top five at number three with $8.5 million. This week, your new movies include Smurfs, The Lost Village, Going in Style, and other movies in limited release. Although if you really want to challenge yourself for a good time, I just was made aware of a movie that used to be a web series, but is not quite feature length, from David Lynch called Rabbits last night. And I'm going to describe it the best I can, because this is some avant-garde stuff here. Basically, there's a living room set that David Lynch set up in his backyard with three people dressed up as rabbits in the dark, and the camera never moves, and they spout random, not quite gibberish, but out of context sayings at each other, and occasionally there's sitcom style hooting and hollering and clapping. I watched a teeny bit of it last night, and I can't wait to see the rest of this, because this is plenty, this is something. This is cool. Check it out. And as you know, Twin Peaks is coming back next month, so check that out. Oh, we've just stocked our very first Funko Twin Peaks items, and we have some coming from Biff Bang Pow as well. So we're in a David Lynch mood here. In the news this week, the WGA Writers Guild has a strike very possible in May. The last time this happened, talk shows went on eventually with some pretty nutty bits to fill the time. Who could forget Conan spinning his wedding ring or the fist fight between Colbert, Conan, and Jon Stewart? It was really something. Hopefully it won't come to that, but just, I guess, fair warning, if you like talk shows and you like comedy, things might get weirder than they already are, and they've been plenty weird. Michael Keaton may be the bad guy in Tim Burton's live-action Dumbo remake. It's a sentence I never thought I'd say out loud. Michael Bay talked up the new Bumblebee movie. The Transformers spinoff is due next summer. It has yet to begin filming. The prequel will age down the audience a bit, and I guess probably not incorporate a ton of new effects and characters, since we're only a year out and they haven't started yet. That or effects pictures are a lot easier to make than they used to be, which is true. I don't know what this means as far as toys go. I mean, I'm very curious to see. Hopefully, if it's a prequel, like they say, they could make use of an existing design and just start working on the toys now, because, as you know, because you are an informed collectorate, it takes about 18 months to make a new toy start to finish, and that's from, I think I should make this toy, to having it in your hands. So hopefully they got working on that, because otherwise it might be a while. I'm sure they're going to have bumblebees. Lots of bumblebees. I mean, they could just repackage a bunch of the existing ones. Don Rickles died this week. He was 90. We have a pop vinyl sale for you. Buy four, get a fifth free. Hurry, about 800 items are in stock and qualify for this superb offer. Also, you can get items from Aquarius. Buy one, get one 40% off. If you haven't seen them, you're going to like them. And if you've seen them, you're going to like them too. Lunchboxes, playing cards, puzzles, and more from all kinds of big licensed fare. They have a lot of the big stuff. If you like Star Trek, you like Batman, you like Marvel, we've got a lot of sales going this week that are going to make you pretty happy. So if you have gifts you need to buy for somebody, now's a good time to do it. If you have gifts you need to buy for somebody, now's a good time to do it. We don't judge gifts or gifts, whatever you think it is. That's fine. You know, we know what the correct word is. But you can order all this stuff, Funko and Aquarius and more, at Entertainment Earth on sale right now. New this week, there is no new Hikari figure, but we do have some new arrivals. Well, assuming it's still here, the Star Wars Black Series 6-inch action figures Wave 9 case came out last year. We've never actually had it in stock. Every unit we've had has been spoken for by pre-orders, and then we get more pre-orders, and they take our next shipment, and our next shipment, and our next shipment, and I have been ordering a lot of these. So I can tell you, I've been ordering a lot of these, and I order lots of stuff, but I've been ordering a lot of these. they really haven't shown up at most retailers yet. I haven't seen this wave in the wilds of big box stores. So if you haven't seen it yet, and it's still in stock as of you hearing this, this is the one with Sabine and Darth Revan and a Snowtrooper, AT-AT Driver, Princess Leia, and Obi-Wan Kenobi. Go ahead and get it, because our price is pretty good, and we're going to throw in free shipping in the USA, which is basically as good or better than getting it at your local store. Assuming you want all six figures, and why wouldn't you? I do. Don't judge me. You're great. But yeah, check that out while you can. I don't know how much longer they're going to be available. I'm kind of amazed we're still able to reorder it, but get them if you can. We also received a limited number of Force FX lightsabers. Our Darth Vader ones have already come and gone. We've got a few of the Luke Skywalker FX lightsaber left. It is the Return of the Jedi model with a green blade and the hilt that looks kind of like Obi-Wan Kenobi's, but it has some gold in it. You'll know it when you see it, which is true about just about everything because it's labeled and you'd probably recognize it anyway. But anyway, that's in stock as well, and it also qualifies for free shipping in the United States, so I would recommend checking that out. We also put up some new pre-orders, including the Star Wars Black Series 40th Anniversary Display Diorama with the Darth Vader 6-inch action figures. I'm not saying I have one and it's awesome, but I do, and it is. So I guess I am saying that. We also have the 40th Anniversary Star Wars Monopoly up for order right now, and we're adding new items every day. More items will be coming very soon. Some new Transformers went up this week. I didn't get this in my notes, but I should have. The Transformers Generations Leader Class Sky Shadow, or Black Shadow, depending on your era, is up for grabs. It is one of the Phase Sixers from the IDW Transformers comics. If you're familiar with James Roberts' More Than Meets the Eye and subsequent Lost Light, you will probably be aware of these giant Decepticon infiltrators. There's Six-Shot, Black Shadow, or Sky Shadow. I can't remember what they called them in the comics. The original toy was Black Shadow. The new toy is Sky Shadow. So there's some confusion. And Overlord's coming later this year to make three. Six Shot's great. You can order him right now. I got one. I like it. You will too. And Sky Shadow is a robot that turns into a base. And the robot or base can split apart into two separate vehicle modes, one of which looks like the original Black Shadow jet, and the other one's a tank. And this is because it's also a pre-tool of Overlord, who you're probably a fan of if you've read, like, Last Stand of the Wreckers or any of those things. If you don't know what any of that means, let me know. I will do something to quickly catch you up to speed on the, let's say, four or five Transformers comics you really need to read and may get you into reading the rest of them. I know what you're saying. I don't need to read Transformers comic books. I used to make that mistake, too. You do. They're great. They're doing a good job on these things, especially in the last couple of years. And that's it. Thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth podcast. As mentioned previously, we will be taking the holiday next week off, most likely, unless I can get some time to do this on Thursday and upload it early, but I'm not hopeful that is going to happen. So I will see you next week. This is Adam Paula signing off. I would recommend highly you follow us on Twitter at EntEarth. Sign up for our newsletter, because we're going to send out all kinds of cool stuff about sales and new exclusives and products as we have them. And, oh, don't forget to pre-order your wave of X-Men Marvel Legends, this year's Wave 2. I guess it's technically this year's Wave 1, but last year was Wave 1, this is Wave 2. Things get delayed, pushed around, and let's be honest, if you've ordered enough cases of action figures like I have, you know the numbers on the side of the boxes are not always what you get. So, that's a different, long, complicated rant. But get yourself some Marvel Legends, Transformers, Star Wars. Check out the new Aquarius sale, and we've also got the Funko Pop Vinyl sale. It is a good time to be alive. Actually, every time is pretty much a good time to be alive. Being dead is not all it's cracked up to be, I'm told. Life is wasted on the living, I've heard. But yeah, I've been listening to a lot of Douglas Adams stuff. I need to re-listen to that again. But I can tell I'm rambling, so I will see you next week. Next time. Habit. We're not going to be here next week.